Welcome to Start Living Sustainable, the podcast where we demystify eco-friendly living and bring you practical, actionable advice. Today, we're diving into how the legacy of African-American inventors in sustainability and their pioneering work isn't just a rich tapestry of history, but can inspire and guide us towards a healthier, toxic-free lifestyle for our families. So let's explore practical everyday actions you can take to embrace eco-friendly living, drawing lessons from a few pioneers who paved the way. Hi friends, welcome to Start Living Sustainable. I'm your host, Cynthia Harvey Brown. In this podcast, I'm going to help you discover sustainable ways to improve your overall health and well-being in your home. And I'm going to show you how to do this without spending a lot of time or money, all in partnership with God. Yes, if you're ready to show yourself some love, experience a new level of wellness, build faith, and align your values with God's vision for your life, then you're in the right place. Pour out the diet soda, and we should talk about those yoga pants. Let's have some serious fun in today's episode. Get ready to jump into today's episode, and this is a special one. I just want to take a moment to let you know that I am so thankful that I'm able to help women who are ready to improve on their overall health and wellness. They want to see the difference in their home, and they want the benefits from living a toxic-free life for them and for their families. That is why I do what I do. So I encourage you to book a home detox session with me right now. The link is below. That way we can get you started on detoxing your home for a healthier life. Once you make up your mind, you'll find that it's simpler than you think. And you're going to find that a lot of the symptoms that are associated with the toxins and pesticides that's in our foods, in our clothes, our personal care products, this is what I do. These toxins, they should and they must be eliminated. I take you step by step in getting rid of them. Don't hesitate. The biggest mistake that I see women make is that they never get started. But once they do, they are so glad that they did because they start to see that it makes a difference. So grab your session today. Don't wait any longer. Click the link below. Let's get you on your path to wellness in a way that's different from any other coach you're going to talk to. When you think about lessons that you picked up from your parents or your grandparents that are really worth holding on to, you realize how valuable those life lessons are. The conversations that I've had with my mom over the years, she would share stories about what she learned from her mother or her grandmother, and a lot of that was passed down to me. I just remember the first time we went into a thrift store when we were growing up, and I was thinking, why is my mom bringing me into this store? And she helped me to realize that everything that may look old can be reused, can be repurposed. When I think back to my 12-year-old self, I realized that the lesson that I learned in that was that my grandmother was the one that actually knew how to sew and made all the clothes for her family. It turned out that that was something that I didn't really know about or think much about until I was forced to get creative and come up with a solution that made sense for me in designing my own clothes, which is what I think inspired me. It was from my grandmother. So there are life lessons to be learned throughout the generations. So let's talk about the influential work of African-American environmentalists, scientists, designers, and educators, and how critical their work in championing eco-friendly living and sustainability is. You know, this has been passed down through the generations, and their passionate advocacy, engaging community initiatives, starting small sustainable businesses, and educational outreach programs, they are tackling environmental issues. And we need to be aware of that. This is Black History Month. It's the shortest month of the year, so I'll keep this short and sweet. But I want to share four African American leaders and their contributions to this connection to sustainability, social justice, and health with you today. Two of these pioneers, you know them, and the other two modern innovators you may not know, but you're going to want to hear more about their work. Each one has made tremendous beneficial contributions in their own special way, and they're advocating for the adoption of sustainable practices. These pioneering leaders and their life's work not only drives environmental stewardship into the future, but it also secures a seat for African American voices at the table surrounding sustainability, or at least on a podcast like this, where we can have conversations about environmental issues and sustainable developments, because they really do affect all of us. The first person that I want to bring to mind is a professor, George Washington Carver. You know about him, talking about getting back to basics in agriculture. Carver's innovations in crop rotation and natural fertilization method teaches us the value of supporting agricultural practices that don't rely on chemicals, all about natural pest control. And I like that. Carver developed these techniques to improve types of soils depleted by repeated planting of cotton. He wanted farmers to grow other crops as a source of their own food and to improve their quality of life. So the takeaway here is to embrace organic and locally sourced foods. And for you modern women, I know what it's like. This translates to choosing organic produce, really being mindful about what you're buying, also supporting local farmers markets, or even starting a small vegetable garden if you're so inclined. Now, these choices can significantly reduce your family's exposure to harmful pesticides and promote a healthier diet. The next person that I want to share just a little bit about, you know the legacy of Martin Luther King Jr. He was about community and equality. When you think about the civil rights movement and how we've come from civil rights to environmental rights, MLK was a very influential civil rights leader who fought for equality and justice, as we know, laying down the groundwork for the rise of environmental justice as a movement, acknowledging the disproportionate impact of pollution and toxic exposure on Black communities. But don't get it wrong, you know, 50 years after MLK, this world that we live in is more polluted than ever. Low-tox living is about ensuring a healthier community for us all. It should matter to you that the majority of our food, clothing, homes, and personal care products are laden with toxic chemicals and ingredients that are causing chronic health conditions. Johns Hopkins University rated the healthcare systems of the top 37 industrialized nations. Who do you think was in dead last? America. America was the worst in overall health care, even though we're spending more than any other country. That says a lot about what is going on. I know my job is cut out for me, but I want to encourage you. It's important that we take charge of our own health. In our homes, we should be doing everything we can. The takeaway here is that we have to be advocates for our own health and encourage any kind of community green spaces. King's vision for equality and justice extends into environmental realms. I really want to emphasize the importance that he had on accessibility. He wanted everybody to have equal rights to whatever good there was to be had. And that includes clean and green living spaces for everybody. So I encourage you to get involved. The takeaway here is that you can contribute by advocating for your local parks, simply enjoying the park, taking care of the park, and utilizing those spaces for what they're worth, and participating in community gardening projects. These are really growing all across the nation, and they always welcome extra hands. Or you can initiate recycling programs in your neighborhood. Why not, right? These actions foster a sense of community, and they improve local environment and ensure that sustainable living benefits are accessible to everyone. And that mirrors King's ideas. You know, I see a link between the past struggles for civil rights and environmental rights to this more recent surge in a mainstream sustainability movement and eco-conscious living. The last 25 years, there's been a rise in environmental awareness. And I thought I'd spotlight a couple of contemporary innovators here. So let's talk about Marjorie Carter, who has been pivotal in urban revitalization. She's a strategist and real estate developer in New York. Talking about green spaces in urban places, Carter has been a vocal advocate for green infrastructure and environmental justice, especially in urban settings. She is demonstrating how sustainable practices can be implemented at home and in communities at large. So the takeaway here is to create these green oases, create these spaces in your home. Carter shows us that the transformative power of green spaces in urban communities can make all the difference to the perspective on sustainable living and how that can inspire and have a ripple effect in the community. And you don't have to have a large yard to make a big difference. You can start with a small potted plant. That's a simple enough way to get your children involved if you have children, or just take care of a plant that can actually lead to a balcony garden or something on your porch that you can cultivate, be it flowers or vegetables. These small spaces can improve air quality, for one, and they enhance your home's aesthetic, and they offer a peaceful retreat from urban hustle and bustle that contributes to your family's well-being. The last innovator that I want to share with you that you may or may not know about is Jessica O'Matthews. Talking about powering your life sustainably, the woman is phenomenal. She invented what is called the soccer ball, and it is a testament to the potential of renewable energy in everyday life. Okay, while not everybody can invent a new device or call themselves an inventor, you can take small steps like using solar-powered chargers, LED light bulbs, or the next time you go shopping for a major appliance, consider buying an energy-efficient appliance. These changes can reduce your household's carbon footprint and lead to a significant savings on your energy bill over time. So when you bring all of these takeaways together, what am I really saying here? It's that a healthier, toxic-free life for you and your family is what is important and what really matters. Think about and read these and other inspiring stories. There are so many African-American pioneers, engineers, innovators, educators, small business owners, designers represented in every industry. And they aren't just cultural footnotes. They're blueprints for modern sustainable living. By adopting these tangible takeaways, you can reduce your family's exposure to toxins, contribute to a healthier environment, and instill values of sustainability and equity into our next generation. So definitely click the link below and grab a home detox session with me. What are you waiting for? You'll be so glad that you did. Let's get started. And just know that sustainable living is about making choices that align with our health and values. It's about the small everyday decisions that, when woven together, they form a lifestyle that's healthier for us. And in the process, you do your bit for the planet. Let's take inspiration from these pioneers and leaders in industry and start living a more sustainable, toxic-free life today so you can optimize a safer, healthier home for you and your loved ones. I want to thank you for tuning in today to Start Living Sustainable. And remember, the journey to sustainable living starts with one simple step. Until next time, keep striving for a healthier, happier life. Thank you for joining me here today at Start Living Sustainable. Please take a moment and head over to Apple Podcasts and leave me a review. That really lights me up. If you were encouraged or blessed in any way, show your love and share the episode link with someone that you know that may benefit. Thank you so much, and until next time, God bless you, sis.